Oh, God, did you fart? Go away. Stink.
Intro quote.
That's awesome. Yeah, cold that's start. Gotta be. That's priceless right there.
Kitty, does your wife fart around you just for vengeance sake?
She does, but she never can really... Rarely does she ever get them to, like, smell. And mine are so awful that even when they do, you know, it's not even close to making up for it. So, because mine are really, really bad.
Like the paint bubbles and comes off the walls.
Yeah, kind of. Well, I mean, because I had a gastric stapling, and so, you know, my guts don't flow the way normal people's do. And so not everything gets completely processed, shall we say. So, you know, egg products in particular, those are special the next day.
And we had eggs before we left for Dallas. poor bastard.
Yeah, yeah, that was by design.
That was on purpose.
Yeah.
I have a similar problem.
Well, now we can honestly say this show stinks.
Yeah.
It stinks.
Yeah, I had breakfast burritos on Saturday, and last night, oh my God, I nearly killed the poor woman.
Oh my God.
Is breakfast burritos code for like morning sex?
Well, we did have morning sex yesterday, but no. That's not the code. I actually had breakfast burritos.
But JD, maybe you should start using breakfast burritos as your code for that.
As code for having sex? I'll pass that by Amanda and see what she thinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll go over well.
She'll be really excited.
It's hotter than having dried spittle and eye goo.
She'll be really excited that I was discussing what we should call our morning sex on the show.
Well, now, really, you weren't exactly discussing what to call it. The rest of us were discussing what you should call
right.
your morning sex.
Right.
You were just agreeing with us.
Right, I was just helping the conversation along. You know.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, helping, right.
Right. You know.
That what they call it.
Yeah. You know.
No, we'll no, they call it the breakfast burrito. Haven't you been paying attention?
It's time for Buster.
And now it's time for another superhero time. With your hosts, XV.
Like kidney damage.
Hey, Mickey.
I'm going to get a drink. Hold on a sec.
Paladin.
Who is up for Buster?
Ken.
But I'll give anything a shot once.
JD Church.
Beer is super effective.
And Fort Max.
You're drawing cock to you.
Showtime.
Okay. All right. Shut the...
Ah, yes.
Congratulations, Paladin. You're Fort Max this week. This
you
is
know,
super
I have been having a bad week.
This is superhero time, and we are going to ruin Paladin's evening more than his computer already is.
Too late.
I said more.
Too late.
Well, there's nowhere to go from here but down, so.
Just like your mother.
Ho-ho!
Ho! Well.
Oh, that's...
Zing!
Well, you know, all fluids must flow to the lowest point.
Of course. Mm.
And, spice flow.
And, you know, your mother behaves as a fluid.
Right. She fills the largest possible space she can.
She is equal parts liquid, solid, and gas.
So, Pacific Ocean?
She's a fluid surrounded by, you know, a fleshy, flabby bag. And it just gradually rolls down a hill and settles at the bottom. Basically,
it's
what
like
I'm saying
bag of pork lard.
Basically, what I'm saying is that your mom finds her own level.
Can't borrow your mom. I'm trying to plumb up this wall.
Well, she is so massively fat she can't actually be level.
Well, yeah. I mean, once you reach, once you exceed a certain point of mass, there is a natural curvature that takes place. But at some point
called
on there,
gravity
level, you know.
Well, if she was translucent, you just put her on Hubble. No? Okay.
No.
No? Okay.
Okay then, so what's in the news?
We have a new Garou series coming out.
Starring Gokai Silver?
Yes. Yeah.
At least as one of the stars. Doesn't seem to be the main character, but...
I can't wait to see how they make him dark and edgy.
Yeah.
This cannot end well.
It might!
It won't. It's about Penny Arcade's Strawberry Shortcake revamp.
That's perfect. And you know, that never would have become a thing if American Greetings hadn't forced them to take it down.
Exactly.
It would have just come and gone and nobody would remember.
And probably just like no your one mom. Would remember them either.
So yeah, new Garou series and the movie trailer.
Yes, Koga and Wonderland.
Yeah.
What? Basically what it comes to.
Well, it's definitely very Garou looking.
And it's debatable whether or not that's a good thing. I guess you have to be a fan of Garou.
Pretty much.
Probably.
Yeah, what's to do with
Garou? You say it's very Garou looking, like it's still the same style, or it's like still the exact same costumes?
Yes.
Well, it's the same costume, but it's very much like Amamiya on crack again, as any time they've used like CG green screens, only it's the entire movie, it seems.
So forgive my noobness, but what is the deal with Garou?
It's Garou.
I don't know what that means.
Imagine if Todd McFarlane made a Sentai series.
No, that's better than that.
Or a Kamen Rider.
Okay.
There's tit and there's blood, and he kills babies.
Oh. Wow.
Well, that's not entirely untrue. These things do happen.
So it's a darker. Okay.
It's like
basically only doing whatever the hell he thinks would look cool,
and usually succeeding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, the rest of these guys don't really care for it because they suck.
Yeah.
I think it's more of just how you chose to introduce us to it.
Yeah, with a movie that's not really that great.
And doesn't make any f***ing sense if you haven't seen anything else about the series.
At two.
Worked for me, that Red Requiem was the first thing I saw of Garou.
Yes, but you are dicks.
I'm not denying that, but the movie can serve as a good introduction, and JD, I think you're causing us an echo.
Yeah.
Possibly?
No, not possibly, I'm almost positive.
Yeah, I'm pretty certain.
It makes it sound very grandiose, though. Again.
Is that better?
Yes, we're all speaking with wonderful reverb, and
there we go.
We sound so much more important that way.
We're speaking in harmony.
This must be how Jay sounds.
I had no problem, so I don't know.
That's because you were causing it!
I didn't have a problem!
I thought we decided XB was Jay this week.
Well, I decided I was Jay. I don't know
what
the rest
exactly.
Of you. Yeah.
If you decide something, that's what we decided.
Yeah,
I decided nothing.
Who's been drinking last?
I am bored by this. Paladin, tell us about toys.
So, do we know when the new Garou series is supposed to start?
They're just saying 2013, and they're not showing any of the old actors on the little promo image they put up.
Well, the old actors are getting kind of old.
Well, also, I think a lot of them have kind of ended their character arcs. Like, Ray ended his in the first season, yet he kept on through the second. So I could see them starting fresh, and there's enough stuff to the world that they could easily do that, I think.
Yeah.
It's possible.
When does the movie come out?
February.
So we'll get to see it in probably November.
Probably. So
that's the first episode of the series.
Wow. This sounds riveting.
Now, as shiny Japanese superheroes go, which do you care more about seeing, New Gavin or Garou?
Gavin.
Garou.
Gavin.
Garvo.
Garou can suck it, Gavin.
All right, new lyrics.
So Wizard Figure
now,
Pictures.
Now, on to stuff we might actually care about.
Wizard Figure Art Pictures.
Yes. Flame Style, out in February.
For my birthday!
And Water is a web.
No,
exclusive.
For my birthday.
No, for my birthday!
And Water Style, web exclusive.
Damn! At least I have a connection.
So it would seem that the coat pieces, they kind of look like hard plastic.
Yeah. Just like Deneb.
So it's probably going to be interchangeable.
Not like Deneb.
Probably, because they have like one flowing bit and then they have another that's just down.
No, see, they're not going to be interchangeable. It's just going to come with one set of coat pieces each.
Right. That's it.
You so water, one water style is always going to be in the flowing coattails pose. And, you know, flame style's legs will be useless forever.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure. It depends. Depending on how easy or hard they are to switch out, I'm not entirely sure how I feel about that.
I don't like these figure arts, though.
I mean, I know it's just magazine pictures, but the his chest and head pieces, they look more solid than they should be.
The head looks too big.
Yes, and his torso looks too small. He looks almost super deformed.
I don't think he's quite that bad.
Not quite almost. That bad, but I mean, there's
something... it's approaching sort of an in between.
But still, I'll
wrong.
Probably pick up flame states eventually.
Yeah, but it seems like they're having kind of issues with proportions lately.
Style, not states.
Whatever.
States with
it doesn't fucking matter that much.
Yeah,
I mean, you look at the Buster figure arts.
Yeah.
Them. God, yeah.
But at least his elbows are right.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That would be hilarious if he had red elbows.
Well, no, when the dragon form one comes out, then it'll have the black elbows on the red sleeves.
Oh, God, dang it. She'll still have red and black legs.
Yes.
Yeah, they would f*** that up. They probably will.
Would
will, yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how the belt operates, if it's a part swap or if it's actually rotatesy.
It's probably a part swap.
Well, it looks like the hand on the sword and gun actually opened, so that's a nice touch.
Yeah, it does. I saw a picture.
It's going to give you the most easily loosable part.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, the hand does open on the gun.
It depends on if it's going to be the moving belt part that pops off or a swappable.
It's going to be swappable.
One that you're going to lose. Either way, you're going to lose it.
Yeah.
Not nearly as fast as the Ranger keys, but yeah.
Well, or switches. Jesus.
You know something that's fun to lose? Is O's, SSCO's core medals.
Oh, God.
How small are they?
They're small and they're very, very light. I almost lost one 3 times just while opening the package.
Just from inhaling.
Yeah, they're actually more easy to lose than the Ranger keys with the figure arts.
Well, at least those you can stick in something in.
That's what she said?
Sure. But yeah, I guess all Forze's forms being, except for the movie forms being retail, didn't work out too well.
Forze and O's, apparently.
Mm.
Well, we knew about O's already.
Of course...
I think 2 years in a row kind of put them off it. So now,
yeah. At the same time,
mostly exclusives from now on for writers.
With
I think.
With the God, what the heck is that?
Mickey?
Cylon.
Yeah. The dragon forms, they're going to have probably more forms to work through anyway, so that might also affect it.
Maybe they should take this hint and stop giving us writers with a billion different form changes since people aren't buying them anymore.
Hey! Well,
no, see, what people buy is the regular action figure versions, the gimmick ones. And for that, you need multiple forms to maximize the number of figures to produce. The figure arts are just kind of a byproduct.
Yeah. They're not the main seller.
No. No, they're just your high-end adult collectible like a Masterpiece Transformer.
Right.
Okay, I assume they were the default figure.
No.
Yeah, and they have much cheaper defense.
Poor systems. Children got the module change system.
No, average children got the module change system.
Ah, okay.
Poor children get the capsule toy versions.
They get the final figures that don't move.
Meanwhile, with GoBusters, no children got any of them.
Because no children saw the f***ing thing.
No, that's just no children watching it. They're buying the toys, apparently.
Well, see, we don't know what they're buying specifically, though, because there's also the Ranger keys, and maybe a Keeper Ranger might be rolled into that, too. Since it's just Sentai toys. And that's, like, three different things it could be.
Speaking of Sentai toys, Paladin, are you going to get the Lion thing?
The last Go Buster machine? No, I don't think so.
Yeah,
you know, I said that last time, and
yeah, but it's the only one that looks good combined with something.
Yeah, you want it?
Shitty one.
I'm still regretting it. But anyway, speaking of a Kiba Ranger,
well, I mean, look, Paladin, you bought Data Typer, so you kind of have no excuse.
I have no credibility or taste. Can we move on?
And no,
did he buy the last Ghost Sager mech?
Yes.
The motorized sphincter.
It doesn't narrow it down very much with Ghost Sager.
So, a Keeper Ranger.
I could swear you must say, it doesn't narrow my purchases down very much.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's only one Ghost Sager mecha that's motorized.
And the sphincter. What?
So, speaking of a Keeper Ranger.
For the third time.
This week, we also saw the Figuarts corporate drone.
Which
I
assume that it's going to be some kind of exclusive.
Yeah.
Web exclusive and also in March.
What is it with, like, between, like, the Shocker Rider, the Zek Trooper, this? It's always the Troop Builder. It's a f***ing exclusive.
That's because nobody really likes to buy Troop Builders as troops.
Yeah.
Well, they can't do the girl. It's Japan.
Seems like this would be good if you want to just have, you know, a custom Figuarts dude in a suit.
Switch out head.
Yeah.
See,
you could probably modify it to a masquerade dopon without too much effort.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
The reality of the web exclusive is mainly just to keep more money in the Japanese economy.
Well, because
think about it, they're adding an extra pain in the ass step to the process that just ends up making you drop more money in Japan.
Well, not really, because in Japan, it's the same price as a regular Figuarts, and the only difference is it just comes to your door instead of having to go to the store.
Yeah, but then if we want it, because they know the Americans want it. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
But wait. The extra money just goes to middleman, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But that's still in the Japanese economy.
Yeah. So,
like, it's really just a ploy to keep money in the Japanese economy.
Okay.
It's all a ploy for the Japanese.
Right. This is how they're slowly... See, this is how they're screwing us over, you know, in their own way, different than, like, the Chinese are screwing us over.
So what you're saying is the middlemen actually hate Americans and are trying to steal your money.
You didn't realize that before?
But thankfully, my middleman is an American and my friend, so...
But
you
he
know.
Still hates you and wants to steal your money.
Yes.
You're American.
But at least he's your guy.
Right, exactly. He's my guy. I know his name. You know,
which is
person. Dak.
He asked questionally.
No, I know his name, but I just didn't want to broadcast it on the show. Dak is people would know him as. So
didn't he get stepped on by an AT-AT?
He did, but then he got
shot first.
Right, but he got better.
Not by Han, though.
I thought we weren't making Star Wars.
You're the one that started it.
No, I didn't.
You said Dak.
The guy's name is Dak, so what do you want?
The only Dak that ever existed is the one in Empire.
The only one that ever existed. Okay.
Well, see, JD's friend Dak was named after a Hoth level in a video game.
Right.
It's where he was conceived.
Right. Right there.
Yeah, his parents were playing a Hoth level on an old Star Wars game, and they were having sex at the time, and that's when he was conceived.
So that's the ideal thing to reveal to your child while they're actually playing the video game?
You know, you were conceived while we were playing this.
Right after this checkpoint. That's when the magic happened.
Can't be any worse than, like, you know, my parents. Like, oh yeah, you were conceived in the back of an orange Datsun pickup truck. Oh, thanks.
Wait, in the bed of the truck?
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. Thanks, Mom and Dad.
And it was an orange one, too. That's perfect.
Yep. On a camping trip. Yep.
So what, the
trips are terrible.
Was it the pickup truck you were driving at the time that they told you?
No.
That would have been great, though.
Thankfully, that truck was long gone. Although, my dad did have a different orange Datsun pickup later. And I think that is probably how the story was told. Ah, you were conceived in a truck very similar to this one.
Did he tell you while you're, you know, having a picnic in the back of the truck?
No. No. I've heard that story so many times, I don't even know when the first time I heard it was.
Basically, what we're trying to find out here, JD, is in any point of them telling you this story, were you, like, horribly mentally scarred or traumatized by it?
No, because my parents were basically f***ing hippies. So, yeah, so I was raised around the idea of my parents f***ing. So, you know, that concept doesn't faze me at all, you know. That was sort of, you know, burned out of my mind as being something I could be offended by.
Well, I didn't say offended. I said traumatized. There's a difference.
Well, I may have been traumatized, but I was so young I didn't know it. So I've just sort of, that's became my new normal.
So it probably did contribute to your existence as it is today.
Possibly. If you're asking if it contributed to my personality disorder, possibly, yes.
Yes, did that contribute to your tendency to, you know, look to the use of firearms?
You mean want to kill myself? Yes, possibly.
From time to time, yes.
On their part. But it is possible the reason why I contemplate pouring gasoline over myself and lighting a match. Yes, it could.
But only when there's an audience.
Right. You definitely want people to see that.
See, I know how that Buddhist monk did that. It's because he wanted the attention.
He wanted the attention. Yeah, that's the thing, too. Like, when that story of that kid that, like, shot himself in the hallway, I'm like, man, that's the way to go. Take a gun to work.
If I was going to suicide, I'd do up skydiving through, like, one of the big sunroofs at the mall, straight into the play area.
Whack! Yes. And then you f*** up all those kids, too, and that's the...
Yeah, no, and all of your blood and shit, like, shoots into the Benetton and, like, the Gap and shit.
Yeah.
Gets all over the Hollister people.
I know. Man.
One of the balls around here, but under a lot of under the large skylights, they have fountains.
They still have fountains? What is this, the 80s?
Wow.
That's when the mall was built.
Yeah.
That'd be cool,
because then...
I think all but one of them actually
down by the fountain.
Your blood would start pumping through the fountain, and so it'd just be like blood.
Yes.
See, I'm afraid, like, if I jump off of something, it would just, oh, God, I can't imagine the gore. It would just look awful. So I'm sure my gut would burst open. It would just be, you know, it would just look like, I don't know.
Now, if you do that, be sure to eat eggs beforehand.
Oh, God, yeah. Can you imagine the reek that would burst forth from my bowels? My body exploded onto the pavement.
Well, and don't forget, too, even if your body didn't explode open, once you die, your bowel would release and, you know, it would work.
Oh, yeah. Life. Yeah, it would be awful. Either, I mean, there's really no good way out of that. So.
But with you would have to care.
With the burning thing, though, I'm sure people would be like, is there barbecue? Like, smell pork?
What were we talking about?
I can honestly say I have no f***ing idea.
Next news item.
Yeah, I think we're on to whatever the next news item is.
Okay, what also, were we talking about to lead us in to March? This. Kamen Rider Ryuga.
Does he turn to a pig?
Ryuga?
What? That's Ryoga. Never mind.
Yeah,
Ryuga is a black Ryuki.
Slight difference.
Right.
Oh, boring black repaint time?
Yeah.
Now the question is just if there will be exclusive. The question is just if it will have drag blacker.
Is that racist?
Oh, its cost is 4,200 yen, so it's possible.
Of course it's racist. It's from Japan.
Oh, good point.
And one more incredibly surprising web exclusive in March, Kivala.
Really?
Not
a deluxe Kivala.
But
yes.
No,
that one.
Not SHVUR's Kivala.
Well, it only took them 3 years to get the deluxe, you know, sound effect thing out, so maybe Figuarts Kivala in 2015.
It's nice to dream.
Yeah.
Now,
no.
Will it also come with a string attachment? I think they can trust people to provide
that's
their
gross.
Own string.
hang it for under the wall.
Fort Mac just made a tampon joke.
No, I made a decade production values joke.
That's what he said.
It's the same thing, really.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, so any more news?
Just one other item. Next year, Gatchaman is coming back to theaters.
Live action, starring Shinken Red.
Oh.
Oh, good.
An interesting coincidence that they are now commanded by the 19th head of the Shiba House.
And also starring Kid Marvelous.
Really?
Really.
They should crunch Gatchaman with Gatchaman.
What, Mickey?
They should crunch Gatchaman with Gatchaman.
High-end merchandising rights itself.
Yeah. Well, that was great news.
Wow. We're excited about that.
Hooray.
Well, Gatchaman is the series that Jetman was kind of a homage of design-wise.
Yeah.
I mean, knockoff.
But really, without anything to go on, like designs, any kind of photos, it's just, oh, this one actor you know is in it.
Yeah.
And
maybe we'll see it in a couple years if it gets subbed.
Yeah, it'll get subbed.
I'm still waiting for the Rurouni Kenshin movie.
Oh, it needs to come out on DVD first.
Wait, of course Gatchaman will be subbed. It'll be subbed like 6 times.
Yeah, I mean, really?
That's why I'm saying. There's no doubt of it.
Different names.
Hmm.
Now that's dubbed.
Battle for the Gatchaman planets.
Live action Eagle Riders.
G-Force.
God.
That was almost Fort Maxine, Ken.
Oh God. It's my shit now.
But we mean that in the nicest possible way.
Oh, the f*** we do.
Man.
Speaking of Fort Max, what was Samurai this week?
And now for something completely uninteresting.
It wasn't.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
Yes, they pulled a Cartoon Network and didn't air it.
Wow. They're off to
a... No, they didn't pull a Cartoon Network. They didn't tweet about how it would... They didn't make a passive-aggressive tweet about it.
After the fact.
Wait, what? I seem to have missed a story here.
How the delay for DC Nation was announced.
Which was...
Hey, kids!
Yes, there we go.
Yes. You weren't going to watch DC Nation? Well, you can watch it later.
I like McFeely's
in January.
So,
DC
now wait.
Nation?
It's the block that Green Lantern and Young Justice air on.
Now, wait. Didn't Young Justice just come back from hiatus?
Yep.
It did.
And so did Green Lantern.
And now it's on another one?
Yep.
Yes.
What does Razorcroft think about this?
Nobody's very happy. But it's like this is why I'm not even bothering to try and follow the show until it's done. Because...
Well, it's pretty much going to be done after this season because of that.
Yeah. No shit.
Well, at least there's more Ben 10 like an air.
God.
Yes, because Derek Wyatt needs work.
That's right. And they learned their lesson putting that fanboy on a show.
Okay, so do we have anything else to talk about?
Well, I think we got through the news by now.
You think we did?
I hope we did.
We're done, regardless.
Yeah.
That was kind of horrible.
Wow.
This is off to a great start.
I wouldn't be surprised if Saban will move the new series. Well, we'll move the premiere series to Vortex at the first opportunity that he has.
Yeah, well.
I'm considering he owns the block.
That way nobody can watch it. That makes sense.
Just like the hub.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure more people get the have access to the Vortex than Nickelodeon.
Well, it is on, you know, standard broadcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's
and I don't think it's on a channel typically that gets preempted by football.
Well, that's also if your broadcast channel decides to air it instead of like...
It's... What else is CW going to air?
Infomercials.
More Arrow. More Vampire Diaries.
More Homeboys in Outer Space.
That on UPN?
Oh, yeah, it was.
Well,
that's the same.
Well,
is.
Yeah. that's what the CW inherited all the old UPN stuff too. So
yeah, CW is the fusion of UPN and the WB.
The Secret Diary of Desmond Pfeiffer.
Uh huh. Star Trek Voyager.
Remember that one episode of Voyager?
Yeah. Enterprise.
Enter what?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Enterprise. I hardly know her, huh?
Hey, I've been meaning to ask you for a long time, Mickey. How did Ben's rewatch of Star Trek Voyager end up going for him?
I think he finished it.
That's an achievement right there.
You watched all of Voyager, right? Yeah, he finished it.
How does he feel about himself after that?
Well, he doesn't really have a conscience, so he doesn't feel bad about it at all.
Well, I didn't think he would feel bad about doing it. It's more like, what did it do to him?
Oh, he said he thought they were good.
Oh, he's just trolling us now.
Can you blame him?
Nobody thinks Voyager is good. Not legitimately.
Except for that one episode.
Yeah, but that's not even good. That's just so bad it's good.
It's good.
It's Catwoman bad.
God.
It's bad fan fiction good. Because we're from the future and we know a lot about history. Good times. All right, then. It's time for the weeklies.
Yay.
What, is that what we're calling them now?
Well, right now I am.
That sounds very hip.
Yeah, it does.
That's kind of what they're called, because they're, well,
quiet you.
Yeah, that sounds very hip. Let me know when I'm supposed to hate it.
In fairness, it's only one weekly.
And there's also a last weekly to do first.
Right.
Yeah.
Not,
so, you know.
Yeah. No busters this week.
Didn't quite make it in time.
Yeah. It is not time for busters.
Made it in time for everyone. It made it in time for me, apparently.
Yeah, well, you have no life.
Yeah, it was up like at 5 o'clock. I think that's a little too close to cut.
Good episode, though.
Shut up, Fort Max.
Lies and slander.
Yep, that's okay. Superhero time.
Yeah. All right, so who wants to do Wizard 7?
Not it.
I can't Not do it because my download was corrupted.
No.
All right, JD, get on it.
Okay.
Get on it.
So everybody figured out that they had been tricked by that chick.
That bitch.
And yeah. So but it turns out that she really just wanted to buy this house.
Wow, you're just kind of jumping.
This is all I remember.
like at the beginning where he tries out the smell ring.
Oh, yeah, there's the smell
ring.
That's important. That'll be important later. Yeah, because there's the smell ring that makes things smell.
No, it makes you smell.
I particularly love how it gives him like a Wario-type stench cloud.
Yeah.
Visual garlic.
And doesn't this phantom use its sense of smell to track things?
Yeah.
I wonder what the connection could be there.
Gee.
Huh.
Foreshadowing.
I love it when they don't telegraph the ending.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Or it could be like your mom and be horror shadowing.
Or show it in the preview of the next week's episode, like the
demo. Show it in the like the commercial bumper.
Right.
Like the sponsor bumper.
Right.
That Tacky used it to kill him.
Coming up. And things you're going to see. The title of the episode, he's going to kill it with the stink ring.
Ultra Magnus dies.
Leomon dies.
That Leomon dies is not a spoiler because Leomon always dies.
It's like saying
it takes till the last f***ing episode.
It's like saying Optimus Prime dies. He always dies.
The spoiler is when.
Yeah. So anyway, it turns out when
the spoiler would be if he makes it through the whole series and survives somehow.
Right.
That would be the spoiler.
Yeah. So it turns out this girl is really pathetic, is really what we've learned.
A little bit.
because
plus, more so is the guy that still has thoughts for her.
Well, that too, but at least he
turns. Sounds like he could do better.
Yeah, it kind of turns out okay. But anyway, so here's the deal: she was a kid in this house, and then like her dad was like, "Well, he sucked. He got laid off or something."
He fell for a scam artist.
Oh, that's what it was. He fell for a scam artist, and then
he took all his money into Hamdingers.
And then he died, and then mom died because she was ashamed. I think they just killed themselves.
Yeah. Impression I got too is like, oh, they just killed themselves, didn't they?
Yeah, they just killed themselves out of shame, and so left her on her own.
The mafia they probably killed the dog too. First.
This dog killed itself.
So the house is like
maybe they ate the dog before they killed themselves.
No, so no, the dog drank itself to death.
God, yes.
Dog. No, we'll get to that later when we get the five man.
Yeah, but so anyway. She decides that, being a scam artist, killing her dad, that she's going to do that to other people. And the house has gone into foreclosure, and she's going to buy it back. But she has no money, so she has to scam these guys.
Went in foreclosure because the people who bought it afterwards also got scammed, probably.
Probably. Right.
So here's what this episode loses me. If she's such a good scam artist, why doesn't she just scam the house back?
You would think.
I think. No.
Because then that wouldn't cross her path with Wizard.
Right. So anyway, Monster can dig underground, tries to beat the crap out of Wizard.
There is a cool bit there, though, where he, after he throws it out of the window, and he actually goes and fights it before he actually transforms.
Yeah, there was transform fighting which happened.
Is that where they throw the CGI candy glass out?
Yes, yes.
Nice. So, yeah, so anyway, our monster demon thing decides, now I know how to get this thing, this woman, to spare. Sets the house on fire.
Wizard, good idea, but, actually.
And so Wizard's like, nuh-uh, and flees the thing.
There is an interesting bit before that where he goes and confronts her, and he's like, oh, yeah, my parents died, too. And I almost was like, is he just shitting her? Because he has this look on his face where he kind of looks back and forth. And he's like, yeah, my parents died too. Of course, as we find out,
the Joker's origin story in Dark Knight.
Yeah. Yeah, really, where he's like, tells like variations of the same story over and over again. To just
anything
fit.
It takes to get them to hold on to hope.
As we find out.
Because hope is a lie.
Just watch the next episode, Ken. Thanks. Jeez.
Yeah, because we're worried about spoilers here. For the episode we're chewing.
Jeez. Thanks, Ken. Just take someone else's thunder.
Maybe we haven't watched it yet, Ken.
Yeah.
I mean, not like we started doing the summary for it yet.
Yeah. Maybe, you're stealing other people's thunder. I mean, it may end up being your own thunder, but you're probably stealing.
That's kind of what I figured, actually. So just kind of.
Very likely that it's your own, but whatever. So anyway, yeah. So I don't know. He puts the stink ring on the monster, and it's like,
and then forces the gnome to grab his crotch.
And yeah, that's the creepy thing with the whole ring thing. He can put it on other people, but then he has to make them touch his crotch. I'm like, really? That's the best you could come up with.
While he's wearing leather pants too, you shouldn't neglect that point.
Right.
They have to touch his crotch while he's wearing leather pants.
There's not a lot of room in that, you know. If he gets pretty excited, that's all.
It's a good thing he's Japanese.
Yeah,
and so, I'm sure it gets kind of warm down there too. So
not much to show.
It's got a lot of. He has a bad case of heat rash, I'm sure.
Yeah, you gotta make sure you put the baby powder on when. Yeah.
But hey, whack-a-mole.
He probably has a ring for that.
We whack-a-mole for a while because he's got the, what is it, giant? Is that what the ring is? I can't remember.
Big.
Yeah. So he's like smacking around. And and then he beats it. And then the rich guy comes up and says, it's okay, I'm going to buy this house and you can buy it back from me with blowjobs.
Of course, he beats it by ripping off from Gintaro.
Does he? Which style does he do?
Drill kick.
Oh, yeah, drill kick, that's right, yeah.
I'm not quite certain why he has a drill ring.
Because now we know what the final finishing move is going to be in Movie World Ultimatum.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Oh, man.
I kind of did, but you know. I did. I mean, it was a little bit different, but it was okay. It wasn't great. But anyway.
A little bit different, you mean it felt like, oh, they're reusing this idea again.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that's a thing we saw. So
for a whole year, and now they're doing it again.
Yeah, basically. So anyway, yeah, the rich guy is like, yeah, I'll buy this house, and then you can buy it back for me someday.
With your body.
And with your body. Yeah. The end.
Yes. Isn't that like just basically a regular marriage?
Yeah, I think so, in Japan at least.
That's a good lesson for the kids.
What?
If you ever get
there's
money.
No more kids in Japan.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good lesson for the salarymen who still haven't married yet.
Right. Someday, yes. There may be children again, and they'll find
good lesson for the corporate drones.
They might find this video in an archive somewhere and go, oh, that's how we get chicks. Buy them houses.
This was a spectacularly boring set of episodes.
Yeah, a little bit.
It wasn't Wizard's best. It had some interesting choreography here and there, but that was about it. It's kind of filler.
It wasn't bad by any means. It just there's nothing
it's
really
not as
notable.
Good.
It was just
kind of like GoBusters.
It's just kind of there.
It was filler. Yeah, that's the best word for it. Yeah.
Yep.
So in other words, it was pretty much most of a series done.
Well, I see your point, but wasn't like 6 and 7 of O's the bitch school episodes?
Yeah, that was earlier, I think.
I thought that
I
was
remember
like
that
3
far
and
back.
4.
6 and 7
was
I think was where they introduced.
I think 6 and 6, yeah, 6 and 7 I think were bitch school.
Oh, they might have been.
See, well, anyway, the bitch school episodes were filler, but they were entertaining filler.
That's just because
and this just kind of was just plain filler.
It was only entertaining because we started calling that girl bitch school.
Because
you have to admit, that's a pretty great name.
I miss bitch school. She was great.
I know.
Sweet.
Okay, so, pal, then why don't you do this week's?
Was that shorter? What was my time on that, XV?
I think you're just trying to rush through
said.
We're up to about 18 minutes.
Okay.
He seems disappointed.
Let's see if I can actually get this to work.
Probably not. But that should make it more entertaining.
No, it won't. It's still superhero time.
Yes, but see, superhero time is at best when people are failing.
Right.
And by people, I mean you.
That
needs to be in a commercial bumper by announcer guy.
This is an entire podcast based around Schadenfreude.
What needs to be in a bumper, Mickey?
We're a podcast that succeeds most when people are failing.
Right.
Or something along those lines.
Along with still better than fanboy versus.
Wait, if you're happy when a Metal Hero series fails, is that Schadenfreude?
Very nice, Paladin. It's quiet.
Okay. So, episode 8 begins in the shop with Shunpei admiring all the rings that Uncle has crafted, but he points out that one of the rings is a dud because Haruto admitted that he ran it over the belt and got nothing from it.
I put it in my pants and nothing happened.
Put another one in the JD file.
Actually, I was thinking the JD wife file.
Oh, God. Wow. Put it on like a cock ring and wear it. No? Okay.
And another one.
How have we not made cock ring jokes yet? I don't know how.
We have?
Did I miss it? Okay.
What else do you think the big ring is for?
I guess. Yeah, that would be it.
Stand, please. So they are interrupted when a white Garuda monster comes through the door carrying a box. And Shunpei immediately decides to try and catch it.
Quick, exclusive. Toy, show up in the show.
It's a shiny Pokemon.
The Toys R Us exclusive figure.
Later on. So Shunpei brings down the net, but it only appeared to be caught.
Oh.
You know, he should have thrown a rock at it first.
Yes, that's
no,
the way.
Is it mud first, then rock?
No, it's rock. It's just rock.
It used
it
to be rock, then it became mud. Because right. Somebody thought throwing rocks at wild animals was probably a bad example.
And
there's
but catching
too, but
that
I don't know
little
what
balls and forcing them to fight is just fine.
Now that Pokemon's been released, hundreds of squirrels have been found dead in the park. kids are like zinging squirrels with fucking rocks. Ping!
I know a handful of dumbass kids threw rocks at bears trying to catch them.
They get mauled to death. Apparently the child had played Pokemon. They were trying to catch a bear.
I'm going to catch you, Ursa Ring.
And then the
Ursa Ring used maul.
Shows the kid just getting ripped in half.
Ursa Ring used bite. It's super effective.
That sprays everywhere.
Ursa Ring used disembowel. We're going to need another Timmy.
Mommy, why is it getting cold?
And dark.
So speaking of kids getting mauled.
Good segue.
Yeah.
So first, inside the box that White Garuda dropped off is a new magic stone.
Okay.
You put the ring on
but they don't have a Growlithe around, so they're not going to be able to evolve anything. So anyway, we cut to some ghouls attacking a young kid who is dressed suspiciously like Shunpei for some reason.
Yeah.
Well, the costume department is really f***ing lazy.
No, it's actually just Shunpei's clothes. They just happen to fit that guy.
Yeah.
Yes, they're that short on budget by now.
From now on, all guest stars will wear these colors.
Just to f*** with the people watching the show.
Exact same t-shirt.
All these people look the same. They keep dressing the same, too.
That's racist.
It's made in Japan.
God.
Of course it is.
Wait, can Japanese people be racist against Japanese people?
Of course they can. It's Japan.
If I can be racist against white people, they can be racist against Japanese people.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Haruto realizes that the kid is the newest gate, and he wants to take him away to try to keep monsters from attacking him anymore, but even Rinko recognizes you don't just grab a kid off the street.
But
really, the cop is there.
But it's Japan. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, he doesn't want the monsters to open up his gate hole.
Well, I believe the difference is this isn't a little girl.
36 years of Sentai, 41 years of Kamen Rider, and they're just now figuring out that it might not be a good idea just to snatch a kid off the street to protect them.
Of course, for his troubles, Haruto gets a nutshot.
Yes.
Well, and Shunpei got
Haruto
one too.
And Shunpei both get kicked in the balls and the kid runs away.
Yeah, but
of course, Shunpei deserves that, but, you know.
But, see, Haruto gets points because he just stands right back up afterwards.
Well, you could tell there was a little bit of pain there. But, and he was the most exposed, too. I mean, he wears those tight pants.
Yeah. Well, okay, they're probably tucked back inside, though, because the little pants are tight.
He probably grabs his crotch so much he doesn't feel anything regular down there anymore.
This is true.
Oh, he stuffs
the kid's
it.
Boot just bounced off the hip bones. Everything's tucked in.
God.
But backing up a quick second to the fight, though, there's that really awesome shot where they're shooting straight down in slow motion. He does the somersault off the wall. That was amazing.
Yeah, the direction, overall, the fight direction in Wizard is really impressive.
Yeah.
Which makes me
continues.
Wonder how long it's going to last.
That's not a budget thing. That's, you know, a director thing. And they seem to have gotten somebody besides Sakamoto who can do, like, really, really dynamic shots.
It's stuff. Like all of Haruto's character comes through when he's fighting in a suit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of it. 100% of it.
Well, I think about Haruto's character, though, is that he seems to, like, intentionally be
a lot of
hiding.
His character is, I am better than you.
Well, no, but that doesn't seem to be his character because that's him. That doesn't seem to be, like,
yeah, he's not competent.
Actual character.
No.
He's not Kendo.
He lets himself expose.
Imagine they get along.
Yeah,
that's what
I'm saying.
Than you. What he shows is not what he actually seems to be, though. Because the way he acts.
Not
way
at
he,
this point in the series, but everything is subject to change still.
Yeah, because the way he acts and talks when he transforms is different. That seems to be intentional.
It does. It's just kind of irritating right now that we're, eight episodes in and we still don't have much of a character personality for him.
Say we do, because I mean, you can see cracks of that show up sometimes in when he's just untransformed.
Sometimes I kind of wish like we as an audience got more of it, though.
I can understand that, but It shows up enough times that it seems that shows that it's intentional the way they're going about it.
I mean, like, there's
maybe I'm just being impatient and frustrated.
That's definitely a possibility.
I'm gonna have to ask Ken that you don't get too invested, because I just can't handle you flipping out on this show when it goes south in like 15 episodes.
Nah.
I couldn't handle it. I can't hold you again.
Okay, at this point, this is more interesting than the wizard episode.
No.
That's my point!
Never gonna let you go. I'm gonna hold you in my arms forever.
Okay.
That was a duet. You can see
that was kind of scary. That was frightening.
Good times.
That's best of show material right there.
Just imagine it. 15 episodes from now, Ken. It's okay. It's okay. You can cry.
Nah.
Cry, mom.
Oh, I don't. We should do a duet of a song from Xanadu or something in the future.
yes. God.
My only regret.
Is this the part where they go to the hospital and they meet the Mrs. Mother Homely?
Yeah.
First, Rinko gets arrested, but then they go to the hospital. Yeah.
Well, the police. I guess so. Police station.
Yes.
Yeah.
Police station first.
Right.
And Rinko and Haruto recognizes the kid's mother.
Yeah. Oh hey. Hey.
Doi.
Oh hey, it's you. You were there that night.
We conceived this child together.
Oh, God.
In the back of an orange Datsun pickup truck.
Oh, those were the days.
Back when Datsun made pickup trucks.
Yeah.
Back when Datsun made cars.
Back when Datsun existed.
Back when they were, back before they changed their name to Nissan.
Yeah.
Back when they made Prowl and Blue Streak.
God.
Back when there was Blue Streak. Anyway, everyone goes to the donut shop and Haruto tries to explain everything to the kid's mother, and then suddenly it's an Inoue episode.
I don't remember anybody
something goes in the river,
river
at least.
Because it flashes back to Haruto as a child surviving a car crash in the middle of the night in the rain with his parents.
His parents are dead!
Wow, remember that time that we met in the hospital when my parents died? Oh, that was great.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Is that the company
that's doing the trucks are off the road?
Is that the company that's doing the DVD release of
They make Goldfish.
Oh, okay. I thought they made the Target brand groceries.
I think it's Archer Farms. Why do I know that?
Oh, that's that new show on the CW.
Is that the people that always have the kiosk at Christmas in the mall?
No, I think that's Mill Creek.
Oh, okay.
But don't they make the DVDs, the shitty $10 He-Man sets?
Is it a Shout Factory?
Do we end this whole nonsense or are we still going?
So no, I think everyone wants to get through.
I know. But I was only passively watching this show, but the basic thing I figured out is this kid's a dick because his parents got him the wrong Gundam.
What?
The little kid.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's jumping ahead a little bit, but...
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, basically.
I'm jumping ahead to the important part. The important part is that he hates his parents because they got him the wrong Gundam.
But who's doing the summary anyway?
Whoever the f*** wants to. So anyway, yeah, the little kid's a douche, but meanwhile the Phantoms are talking to Wise Man. The first quote unquote appearance we have of this character.
It's just Sieg behind the curtain.
Pay no attention to the demon behind the curtain.
Oh, a wise man, eh?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you gotta
So the theory right now is that Wise Man and the White Wizard from the beginning are the same guy.
No.
That's
an easy...
You shut your mouth.
That's not true.
Considering we've made that theory multiple times.
Well, like on the first episode.
Yeah. It's possible.
Yeah, I bet you for next year's Con Air show, they're actually going to reveal the ending in the opening credits of that first episode.
Ultra Magnus dies.
They'll reveal it in the preview in the last episode of the previous one.
Yeah. Next year in Kamen Rider Wizard, Wizard kills Wise Man in the last episode with this scene right here.
Yeah, we won't film for 11 months. Wait.
But he does it with regular flame style.
Probably will.
Who is juggling their microphone?
Dear God, stop sticking your microphone in your ass.
We can hear your turds.
So it's JD.
No.
That was my guess.
God, this kid is such a little douche.
Fort Max?
Even for a Japanese kid, he's a douche.
I know.
Yeah, it's Fort Max. Fort Max!
What?
Quit it.
Stop eating your microphone!
With your ass.
We know it tastes like delicious foam, but it's bad for you.
Trying to tape it to his taint.
The acoustics are best there.
Get the best echo.
So if it tastes like delicious foam, does that mean it's like an angel food cake?
No, angel food cake tastes like ass. Not like taint.
Yeah, taint and ass should taste different. If they don't, then that means you're a front wiper.
Ew.
I wipe in a spiral. Wax on, wax off.
Wax on, mouth off.
Dear God, what the hell?
We're never going to have a complete silence like this.
No. What are you doing for it, Max?
Shut up, please. You know, we probably won't get that ring for another 30 weeks.
Okay, I think he's done.
Oh, God.
Maybe he remembered he had a mute button.
Maybe he's wiping up now.
Is a sock? Is that what?
He's getting some Kleenex.
Well, Fort Max couldn't find a sock, so he had to use the little foam cover over the microphone.
The microphone itself.
Oh, God.
It's more that the microphone started falling apart.
Well, you could have muted it.
Well,
he's told us what was happening.
Like I said, it's a cheap freebie microphone that came with some software in the 90s or something.
Dear God, man.
Spend some f***ing money.
XP Cinema microphone. Skip Cinema microphone.
Skip buying a DVD box set for like a week and then, you
buy
know, a microphone.
$20 headset or something.
Really?
Buy an $8 headset. That's what I have.
I'm with
Steal
Mickey.
One. I won't mind.
Brian sent you one. He has 15 laying around.
He can probably send you a mixing board along with it. He's not going to miss one.
Right. He won't notice. But an
extra one is gonna... Just so you hear a sound coming from the new one. So.
No, actually, well, Brian would miss one of his 8 or 9 mixing boards because he needs all of them wired up together to make it work.
I love that he took one board out of the mess and up the whole damn thing so bad that we didn't even really have a show.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he's got too much shit hooked up.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, you should see the picture of his control board.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so what Gundam is it this kid hates so much that he gets
Is that
off?
Even a Gundam? I thought it was something different.
I don't know.
It looks like resembles, but is legally distinctive from Gundam.
Why would it need to be? It wouldn't even need to be legally distinctive. It's all Bandai.
But Toei and Sunrise are
Toei isn't Bandai. Yeah.
Toei Sunrise, and Sunrise is.
But they're not technically.
Well, Bandai owned Sunrise.
But Toei.
Harmony Gold owned everyone.
For Max, I swear to God,
they
I was.
They just claim to own everyone.
Yes! Stop! microphone!
Can you, like, videotape this if you do?
God.
So it's the TE-01 Knacker the One.
Knacker the One.
You're the one, Knacker, you're the one.
And it comes with a Knacker Storm and a TE Shield.
Knacker.
Okay.
Well, no wonder he didn't want it.
I wanted a fucking Gundam, not something.
I might have hated my parents and wished them dead, too.
Well, he gets his wish because Phoenix pops up, kills his mother, and fights Wizard.
Oh. Or at least gravely injured.
Well, I think his mother's only mostly dead.
Mostly dead.
Really?
And then Phoenix... they
kill a kid's mom in a Kamen Rider series?
Like they just did?
Yeah.
Then
she looks like the dead whore from Forza. Only not as hoary.
See, you don't want her to be dead because then we'd be stuck with this kid for the entire series.
Yeah. I like the kill. Actually, that
wouldn't be that bad on...
How do you figure that?
Because then Shunpei is somebody to share clothes with.
Yeah.
I would take Shunpei in the crotch.
Can no,
that bad.
I mean...
He's got a point.
Not that I wish Wizard ill, but I do kind of like the fact that, you know, Phoenix basically mostly killed this woman. And then Wizard shows up and he's like, all right, you got my attention. I'm going to whip your ass. And then Phoenix turned around and beat the ever-living shit out of Wizard.
It was Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, this is like the first time Wizard's actually had a challenge when fighting something.
And not just like a challenge, like an ass-whooping. Like Phoenix totally owned him.
It's
like
Phoenix beat him with a cartoon World of Warcraft sword, too.
Yeah.
Like, he keeps whipping out everything he has, and he's like, nope, 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 nope.
Well,
he's
like, nope, he didn't get around to using Hurricane.
Yeah.
Well, but
when
still,
water and ground were ineffective against the fire type, why bother?
Well, yeah, I mean, all that would have done is fan the flames.
But
anyway.
He's not a fire type. He's also a flying type.
Mm.
He needs lightning style.
Yeah, he needs, yeah. Mm. So I'm going to give him a lightning switch.
Well, according to the preview next week, he switches to dragon type instead.
So he switches to dragon fire. He's going to fight fire with fire.
Well, no, because dragon and fire types are independent of each other, and you need ice to beat dragons. Obviously, Phoenix wouldn't be able to do that.
Oh, God!
The bad thing is that even with the ice type, you never can... I mean, dragon types have so many f***ing hit points that, like, you just can't even get an ice type to do enough damage. I'm like,
fucking... That's
like
you make a glass cannon for your ice type.
Or you
make
get a steel type that knows an ice
hard
type attack.
And have zero hit points.
Yeah. But dear God, man.
I think the best part, though, is when he beats him and Wizard falls into the water, there's actually an explosion.
But what does that have to do with Pokemon,
Ken? I feel like he's
the
fucking monster of the day.
Yeah.
I particularly like the part when Wizard starts throwing out defense over and over again, and like and it's like, no, oh, just... you're blocking. You're not hurting on me.
Yeah. No, no. No.
Well, I think part of that, too, was just that Phoenix was advancing so fast, Haruko didn't have time to switch to any other rings to try something else.
Yeah, that too. He's like,
yeah, but that's what I mean. He just got completely owned.
And I like this segment where Phoenix is going asking for permission to go, and it's like, you're basically just wanting to go rampage, aren't you?
Like, yeah. Yeah, you got me.
Go crazy.
I want to kill people.
And
I like in the preview where it's like, it shows Phoenix punching Haruto in the head in a hospital room, and then he just flies out into the hallway and like almost through an entire wall.
So next week, Drago style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they have more toys to sell.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
So is this the fastest we've gotten an upgrade form in a Rider series?
I think the Dragon styles are going to be like more akin to, say, Elec and Fire, while the...
And didn't we get Elec in like 6 or 7?
Well, the current... Well, this is about in the middle of that, but the current form changes seem more like akin to just the various switches or whatever than actual, you know...
Well, it's mostly like doubles Gaia memories.
Yeah.
Which, in that case, then there was not an upgrade till like, episode 17 of Double.
Yes, 17 or 16.
Well, I mean, if you think... But the thing about Double, though, was that it was the combination. So, you know, some of those... You would see, even though you saw all the switches pretty quickly,
you didn't see
the combo. You didn't see all of the combinations together.
Because it took until the movie until they used up all of the maximum drives for all the combinations.
But yeah, I mean, my understanding is that this is about the same time as Alex, so.
Yeah. Also, if they have four dragon styles to go through, that'll take them to pretty much when the secondary rider shows up.
Yeah.
Yay.
Unless they whip through all four dragon styles next episode, just because.
Yeah.
Well, they could. They could, but.
They won't.
Drag it out a little bit.
At least maybe not yet. They have to space out the toy sales effectively.
Yeah.
Super effectively.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or not very effectively, since they're fighting a dragon.
And then, you know, Wizard will be useless for a couple episodes while Beast shows up.
Right.
And then Beast will be forgotten.
Until no, he not forgotten.
And he will spend the rest of the first season in prison.
Well, no, it'll just be that Wizard will use Hyper Beam right before Beast shows up and he'll have to recharge for a turn.
Ah, yeah. There you go.
So I guess I'm going to have to get SST Beast to go with Oz and Fang Joker.
Get your animal riders.
Yeah. Although, the Angry Clawy Riders.
That will require them to make an SIC Beast, because I don't think they ever made an SIC Axel, did they?
No, they haven't.
Oh.
Not so far. But
SIC Axel looked terrible, though.
It would.
They did Skull, though, so that's better than Axel.
Yeah.
This is true.
Right, but Skull can be done off the same double body, whereas Excel would be a new figure.
Yeah.
That still doesn't really change the point that SIC Axel would look awful.
Yeah, especially probably when it does the motorcycle thing.
Oh.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
I still can't imagine what SIC Forza is going to look like.
Ooh.
Frightening.
Ooh. I'm imagining scales.
Scales?
Yes.
You know, like the tiles of heat shielding?
Shuttle scales.
Yeah, shuttle scales. Yeah,
or,
yeah.
Or like the shield switch.
So if you throw foam at it, it'll fall apart?
Yeah.
Right.
The toy blows up and kills you.
Right.
And seven others.
And then it does it again 15 years later.
And everyone's just as surprised, well, then, but not as traumatic.
The Challenger wasn't a foam issue. It was a seal issue.
It was an O-ring that blew out.
Right.
I did that to your mother once.
So it was a Real American Hero Joe figure?
John. Thinking back to, like, the Challenger thing, like, just think about how many of us got scarred like that, because, like, you're in school, and they're like, okay, teacher in space, everyone, let's watch the teacher in space go up, let's watch,
well, they watch the teacher in space go up,
then up again.
Some of y'all weren't alive, I was in school at the time, and it was like, oh, wow.
Yes, technically Fort Max wasn't alive.
Well, even if you were alive, you weren't, like, cognizant.
It was kind of half and half at the moment.
You were pretty fucked up on drugs at the time.
It was a sticky time for me.
Well, what do we know about acid in those days?
Giving meth to kids.
It's a hell of a drug.
But do they then adopt the heavy metal look?
Anyway, a lot of kids got scarred. Watching those people blow up. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yes. I'm sure that helped make you the man you are today.
I'm sure it, yeah. The cascading traumatic events that caused me to be the scarred up person I am now. Yes.
Okay, then.
That's going to be the theme of this week's episode of Superhero Time.
Pointing out my mental illness? Thank you.
All the things that screwed up JD for the rest of his life.
Yeah. Thankfully, I had to.
Culminating with Superhero Time.
Right.
All right, we'll be back in a minute to find out what other life-changing events we can derive from JD's past while we watch Five Men.
Oh, God.
Yay!
Oh, Five Men.
Five Men.
We paid your mom a nickel to listen to Superhero Time. She died.
Timmy D's Real Brand Mayonnaise.
It's time now for another Dynaman moment.
Whoa. So I'm dead and this is heaven. It's like being in the middle of a giant mud ring.
Dynaman. that a certain one in your pocket that you're just glad to see, do you?
It's a woman with a tail. This must be the aquarium of the damned.
Oh, silly diver hunk. Haven't you ever seen an undersea rummy swim?
Wow, gnarly. Wait till I tell the other diner kids about this cool place. But I can't. I'm dead.
You're listening to Power Playback on Superhero Time. Look for Power Playback every Friday on Twitter at superhero_time.
Drink up.
She's drinking wine.
So it's the last week of Oktoberfest.
Aww.
Yeah. But
it's been a hell of a month.
As it turns
out. It's fun. We can never do this again. We missed every episode.
As it turns out, though, we ended up having the best one for last.
Yeah.
Because and it was thanks to Paladin, which is even more amazing.
Well, I'm only going to give Paladin half credit here, because I'm pretty sure he thought he was recommending Live Man instead of Five Man, which it really was. But, you know, it's a thought that counts. So yes, episode 4 of Five Man, which you could never judge just by the title of Let's Make the Earth Drunk. It was one of the best old Sentai episodes I can remember seeing. So, Mickey, yeah. Why don't you talk about that for us?
Oh, why don't I then?
Yes. Mickey, have you had your drink tonight?
I don't know. I've lost track.
Had that much already?
Well, watching the episode kind of gets me drunk by itself, because even the episode is pure grain alcohol. Out in space in Alien Club 54.
Best evil best base ever.
Yeah.
When was this made?
90.
Oh, this was 1990?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
There's a alien punk rock band playing with breakdancing, and fat ladies getting back massages, and liquors flowing just like waterfalls from every tap. So, guy in a silver lame coat and a lion wig is approached by not Scorpina and her battle lesbian who's dressed like an egg.
Yeah, I think rather than being Scorpina, she's like Centipede. I mean, she's obviously a centipede and the other one's like a snake.
Yeah.
So play with that imagery for a little while.
Centipedes and my space aliens?
Centipede women and snake women.
So she reveals her plan to Space Lion. She introduces her friend, Evil Space Elephant, who can dip his dangling appendage into water to turn it into gin.
Space Jesus.
Yes.
It's an elephant.
Space Elephant Jesus.
God.
That's frightening.
So yeah, her so plan basic, is
basically
to
he
get the Earth's
dips his trunk in water and breathes into it,
it's
and
finger.
That makes it liquid. Or liquor.
Liquid.
Well, liquor is liquid. Technically, you are correct.
He turns water into liquid.
He does. He turns water into liquid. It's the damnedest thing.
It's amazing. It's miraculous,
I've never
really.
Seen anything
witchcraft.
Like it.
The witch burn him.
Well, yeah, but if you try to dunk the witch in water to see if she floats and turns the water into liquid, you're just kind of defeating your whole point. What?
So Centipede's scheme is to get the Earth so drunk that they all kill each other.
Best Sentai villain scheme ever.
And the rest of the bar thrilled this plan, so they all have a drink. We shall get the whole Earth drunk. Title card, get the Earth drunk.
And that will do it. That will do in... The whole planet.
Well, and see, the beauty of it is that half of the Earth is already doing it to themselves anyway, so most of the work is already done.
Yeah.
Brilliant plan.
Speaking of Earth, out in the middle of a snowy forest, one of the Ranger bitches is sparring with. I really don't know how to describe this robot.
I do. Like,
it's Rosie's nephew.
No, it's more like Jetfire as a box.
See, I don't think more of those
Jetfire without wings. Then
it's Jetfire. Those shitty remote control robots they sell at Christmas.
That look like Jetfire as a box. Yeah.
Oh, we should have those out any week now.
So anyway, they're out there in the forest playing gyroscope, and she's losing terribly. And she's
it's more that the robot thing is shooting clay pigeons at her, and she doesn't have a gun.
Now, also one other thing to mention is that about
half Max, the episodes get out of the bathroom.
Of Five Man are Yellow Focus episodes.
Huh?
Five Man's where all the 90s Yellow Focus episodes went to.
Oh, so there are lots of Yellow Focus episodes with Five Man?
About half of them.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's bizarre. So, at the dam...
Take a shot.
Space Elephant Jesus extends his appendage into the dam, which gets all pink and glowy when he does it. And he starts changing the Earth's water supply into vodka.
Evil vodka.
Which, you know...
well, that just goes without saying.
At the park, the kids getting sips of water from the fountain get lit. And it's awesome, and they're all red-faced and stumbling around and singing, and yeah. Three of the Five Men are there, and they witness this, and they're like, hey, have you kids been drinking? And, well, the Five Men, being intelligent, they figured out quickly that, yes, they are pretty f***ing blitzed.
And then they walk away and see that the entire world is suddenly pretty f***ing blitzed.
Even the dogs, those bastards!
Yeah, even the dog is drunk.
And the nuns.
Those bastards, the dog of all things! Why?
That dog does look like he's pretty,
blitzed? Yeah, he's
dead.
No, he's moving.
Are we sure?
Meanwhile, back at the Five Man Science Laboratory, they discover that all the Earth's water has been turned into alcohol.
Shit.
So, of course, we got to go to the dam.
Yellow's already at the dam. Instead of like getting a mentor to do that, they do it themselves.
Yeah.
They have a mentor?
No, they just have Jet Firebox.
Have Arthur.
Oh, yeah, that's a good sign.
Well, he raised them after their parents died, so...
Well, that explains the ending thing.
Well, they instantly figure out, well, of course they're at the dam. It was a good thing Yellow's already there.
Nope.
In the part of the dam that's covered with snow.
Yeah.
It's
a big dam.
It's Toei.
Well, damn.
It's a dam made for gods.
Well, with all go on with the dam episode.
Well... Yellow goes to investigate the dam and quickly encounters Space Elephant Jesus and Centipede. But Centipede sticks her battle lesbian on her. And battle lesbian proceeds to kick her ass with some sharp-looking pink dildos.
So it's battle lesbian Shouta?
Kind of, yeah, but yeah, they totally look like they got vibrator handles.
Well, they're multi-purpose.
And Battle Lesbian knocks her into the dam, and where she becomes instantly drunk. And Battle Lesbian kind of stomps her ass around a bit. Because you don't want to fight an angry lesbian.
When you're drunk.
No. Well, at all, really.
Unless they're drunk.
But luckily, the rest of the five-man team shows up to save the day.
Yay!
It's four-man!
But then the space alien's appendage extends outward and starts spraying the five men with white liquid.
I like that they actually show. I think that they do show them they're like covering their mouths and they don't get drunk instantly, like in Die Ranger. Because that was what happened.
Because like, these people have a brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But remember in Die Ranger, like green and blue, they just got sprayed with it, and all of a sudden they're instantly drunk.
Maybe they were just drunk to begin with, and they were just kind of hiding it until that point.
Like, okay, no need to bother pretending now.
Yeah. Well, with the whole team assembled now, the evil space aliens can reveal their sinister plot. Apparently, they've performed the same plot successfully on 999 other planets.
Wow, that's pretty great.
That's a very good. Why didn't they try this plan earlier if it was so successful?
Well, they didn't mention how many times they failed with other plans before they did that on the other 999 worlds.
Keep in mind, it's only the fourth episode, so.
I was sure they did whip out this plan pretty early then, so.
Yes, they did.
Yes, this show wasted no time bringing out the booze.
Yes.
For which we're very grateful.
Meanwhile, up at the Arctic, fabulous space goatsy woman the carnage that their liquor has brought. I don't understand. Why does Aurora Borealis have an anus?
with a face in it. Yes, evil queen space goatsy.
About this time is when the alcohol starts becoming so powerful that it gets automobiles drunk.
Even the cars? You bastards!
And see, when they show the cars starting to bump into each other, they say that the cars are fighting, but think about what drunk people really do when they get together. Those cars are having sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. One car gets on top of the other.
Yeah, and then,
both explode.
Yes, exactly.
It's a huge metaphor.
Yes.
Huge metaphor.
When you say huge,
right up the tailpipe.
About this time, the five-man team realized, hey, maybe we should stop this. It could be bad. So they run off to the quarry on their motorcycles, and Yellow trips and falls on her face because she's still f***ing blitzed. Which is good, because we probably wouldn't put her on a motorcycle at this point anyway.
She'd die.
Or someone else would.
And they don't have Deckmaster as a designated driver.
It's alright, because everybody's going to die anyway.
We all die.
Well, no, I mean, they explained that was part of the plan. Everybody who got drunk off of elephant's liquor will eventually fall asleep forever. And, you know, that means they die.
That's another metaphor for dying.
Yeah.
Right.
Just like
cars with the 90s and
just like
say
how
die.
People die when they're killed.
That's the worst. But Yellow goes off to find her Rob the Robot dude. And she wants to learn drunken fist boxing because we all know that's exactly how drunken fist works.
Yeah.
Right. It's actual
drunk. Learn it by actually being drunk.
Well, and most of the times we've seen it this month, it's not even a matter of learning it. It's a matter of, well, I'm drunk, so I can do this now.
At least they actually show her doing
well, isn't
something.
That how thought process works when you're drunk?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's true.
I can't argue with that.
Well, I mean, that's how the thought process works, but, you know, then when
but
you
the
actually
execution
to...
does not work that way.
Yeah. So there is a little difference.
Well, thankfully, she's a very quick study / drinker. So when the five-man team goes down without a fight, she shows up there with a bottle of wine and, good Lord, girl. Calm the f*** down. You are
Holy crap.
The actress plays a good drunk, though.
She probably really was drunk.
She was. Like a 2 liter of wine.
That's going to hit her later.
And then keeps drinking while the monster keeps coming at her.
And she's not even like drinking it classy. She's just like just throwing it on her face and swallowing what she can.
Yeah.
It's like a spring break contest. What she needs is a wet t-shirt. So, of course, powered by alcohol, she completely stomps everybody's ass, including Battle Lesbian. And this is all unmorphed.
Yeah, that's what I
And none of these shots are stunt actor.
Nope.
Have a stunt double.
Nope.
It's a pretty remarkable fight scene.
Yeah, it's a good fight choreography.
Especially, yeah.
Well, once she's tired of kicking everybody's ass while unmorphed and drunk, the rest of the team morphs, and they just make quick work of everything to finish off Space Elephant Jesus. Suddenly, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man shows up and transforms into a giant space Jesus. What the
f***? Damn it, Ray!
Well, the monsters don't grow in this series. They instead they summon a giant robot that
Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Yeah. Instead they summon Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, and it's a different. The numbers get progressively higher as the series go on.
So since this is number 3 in episode 4, I guess they didn't have one in episode 1.
Right.
Okay.
And the way that it works in this series is that the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man can only assume the form of the monster of the week if the monster's still alive.
Oh, wow.
Which leads to at least one instance of the giant Stay Puft robot thing not making it in time. And
right. One of which was because it tripped on the way.
Yeah.
So they find
amazing, amazing why it's not done it yet.
What?
Apparently because people think that Five Man sucked. These are people who have not seen Five Man.
Obviously, because I watched five.
Kind of sucked, but yeah, the story is pretty different.
I just finished encoding, making a set of RAWs from the DVDs, and it is cat drugs from beginning to end.
Sweet.
Amazing.
I know, I watched 5 minutes of this episode before I was ready to just sit and watch the whole thing if somebody would just sub it.
Actually, there are plans in the works.
By who?
Well, that means shit.
Actually, the translator who was the old translator from Elite Justice who actually did the episode that we watched has escaped the Sub Ninjas and is going to start it back up as a joint with the Grown Ups and Spandex. So.
Speaking of which, what happened to Bioman?
Sub Ninjas?
Yes.
Sub Ninjas? What?
They are ninjas who do not like shows being subbed. They tend to attack subbers. with such things such like life and jobs.
Life.
So, Bioman, what happened? Why'd they stop?
One of the editor on it has been busy with other stuff.
Tell him to stop being busy and to concentrate on things that give me pleasure.
Or, get another editor.
Anyway, it's Voltron time, and their mega combination sequence is pretty awesome.
Itself doesn't look that good.
What I'm a little disappointed by here is that, the show is called Five Man, but it's a 3-part robot. Can we say missed opportunity?
Yeah, really.
Now, is this the mecha that Akiba Red was all drooling after in the window?
No, that was Great Five from Mask Man.
Ah, okay.
Another missed opportunity.
Yeah, don't get your
pretty standard mecha fight out in the middle of nowhere. Until he grabs a sword and with his hand and snaps it in half. Because, okay.
Well, no, that's not the great part.
Teach Five Robo drunken fist style.
Oh yeah.
What that basically boiled down to was, okay, Yellow, get over here and drunk drive this Megazord.
Like, you're still drunk, right?
Get in this driver's seat.
I can drive the Megazord.
You can pilot a Megazord while you're drunk.
Yeah, one thing that Five Man actually does is that they'll have the other, all the Rangers take control at various points, and even their Jetfire robot will pilot the mechas.
I also like how they summon their sword through the 80s car.
They summon their sword through the 80s.
Yes, yeah, so it comes with a little grid line thing.
Yeah.
So that's what the 80s looks like.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah,
if you had a school photo in the 80s, it was set to that background.
Yeah, and some of the Jetman final attacks used the 80s grid as well.
That did always show up in the Transformers opening, too.
Yep.
Yep.
So yeah, I guess it was the 80s.
But then the robot places his hand on a sword and snaps it in half and fights with the two broken halves. I really don't understand that gimmick at all.
Well, instead of just having one sword, you have two swords now.
Yes, but he's holding onto the blade in his fist.
No, see, the
because
tip
the robot is just that awesome.
The tip slides out of the sword, and there's a handle underneath it.
Is this a foreskin reference? I don't know where you're going with this.
Well, this is a show that also had car sex, so possibly.
Drunken
That's autoerotica.
And if one of them took the exhaust pipe, it'd be autoerotic asphyxiation.
Right.
No?
Why aren't y'all laughing at these jokes? These are awesome. This is gold.
We're not going to be laughing until we get Onk Chalice's reaction to it.
Well, we'll work on that later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, monster blowing up, back at the base. Everyone's celebrating with what else? Liquor!
Insensitive pricks.
Even though Yellow should be long since dead by this point.
Well, no. Yeah, well,
they've already had her stomach pumped.
Well, see, they went ahead and mentioned that, okay, we just need to blow up the monster to get everyone back to normal. And the response was, well, you'll never get the chance to find out. So of course, they wouldn't be dying from it, because they blew up the monster.
Well, Yellow still had enough of being drunk regardless, but she wants to make a toast with water.
So she holds in the garden hose.
She wants a wet t-shirt contest inside their base. Everyone gets hosed down in the end.
Yay!
And so ends Oktoberfest.
That was a good episode.
That was the best episode.
Yes.
It was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the most exciting thing I've seen since Bioman?
Wait until you see the episode that where the Ginga Man have a evil weapon that's powered by them singing awful. That just has them on its effect. It works by, well, them singing terribly.
See, that sounds pretty great, except for the part you said was Ginga Man.
But it's not Ginga Man.
Ginga Sentai Ginga Man.
Huh?
As opposed what? To Stage
It's an evil Sentai,
Sentai
team. Silly evil Sentai team.
But so this is not actually Ginga Man, it's
right,
a different
these are
Ginga Man?
These are monsters with the ranger-colored scarves.
Oh. So
they show up quite a bit.
In this show, Five Man.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, it's the Ginga Sentai Ginga Man as opposed to the Seiju Sentai Ginga Man.
So in 1998, nobody at Toei thought, you know.
Well, there's
we
a whole new set of kids around at that point, so no one's going to care.
I guess, yeah. But it's still kind of odd. It'd be like calling a.
Well, they were originally planning on calling Ginga Man Gal Ranger, but the problem was Gal Gaigar going on at the time.
They could have called it Guy Ranger then.
way that the five men counter this is by singing their own theme song equally as badly.
It would be like having a new team next year and calling it Neji Ranger.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that. Oh, wait, you said new team. I thought you meant just a show based on the Neji Rangers.
No.
I'd be all for a whole
We'll never
Rangers.
Be that show.
We'll never see those costumes again.
No. After they didn't show up in Gokaiger, I wonder if something like happened to them. Because it's like,
probably.
All the things Gokaiger did, that's such a missed opportunity.
What do you mean worrying about? I mean, it's not like they used many of the costumes from before 2000.
Yeah, I know. Except for all the ones they did.
I doubt those were any of the actual costumes that they had from then.
I know. I'm talking about the ranger suits. And I know they were probably...
Should have brought back Bandora.
They probably should have dug out Sign Mutant from Black Black again.
Huh?
What?
Okay, the rhinoceros mutant from Kamen Rider Black. They
tried to forget that.
Well, here's the thing. They reused the suit in the mid-90s in Kamen Rider World, and again in Decade.
Okay.
And you can tell it's the actual suit from Kamen Rider Black because it is held, it is falling apart and held together with duct tape in Decade.
Okay.
Well, so was the plot in Decade.
No. They didn't even bother trying to hold it together with duct tape.
It's the handyman's secret weapon, you know.
Yes, instead they used Yonemura, which was...
So yeah, definitely need to see more Five Man.
Yes.
That's a good theme song, too.
That singing episode sounds like it has some promise.
Maybe for the Superhero Time the Musical, too?
Yes. Whenever that would actually ever happen.
Keep pushing for that, but I don't think he's budging.
I still have more reason to push for it, just because I know it's not going to happen. I don't want to push for something that will actually happen.
Well, you pushed for Oktoberfest.
Yeah, that was too good of an idea to turn up, though.
You're welcome.
So what are we doing next week?
Ask Mickey.
It's Fun Halloween. We need to watch something spooky.
Didn't you have a okay. Sun Vulcan
We're
episode
video
in mind?
Again?
Yes, I'm recommending Sun Vulcan. I believe it's episode 13.
Let's see.
I'll have to check my episodes to be sure, but there's one where it's a f***ed up looking The Ring level shit is happening in a cave.
Oh, fun.
Well, and plus the Sun Vulcan, so it's automatic. F***ed up in Halloween.
Hmm? Say what? What?
Who?
Paladin?
Ho?
That too?
How?
Episode 13 is the Living Black Ball.
Maybe 12, I don't know.
A living black ball could go either way.
The queen, the queen who eats diamonds.
Where's the episode? I don't remember the episode title. So just look. I watched this back in March, so you know.
Oh yeah, that's a great sign.
At least I remember that I wanted to do this episode, which is impressive.
Perhaps it's Ghost Story: The Valley of Goblins.
That's probably it.
That would be 17.
Okay.
Or it could be A Demon Runs the Schoolyard.
No, I think recall was definitely a valley.
Well, anyway, you find out for sure and let me know. And...
Well, give me another like 30 seconds here and I'll be able to tell you.
That's what she said?
Well, in the meantime, we can talk more about why JD's f***ed up as a person.
You know, we could talk about... So, my wife was telling me the story that she worked with. She went and worked with this chick, and so this girl has a boyfriend that apparently is on some farm team for some baseball team or whatever, and so they started dating. Apparently he's bought her a bunch of clothes and stuff and given her like more than $1,000 or whatever, and they went to like a party or something, and he said, "Now be careful because somebody might try to slip something in your drink." And then she woke up later as he was having sex with her.
Oh,
so that's weird. And but she didn't run at that point. Then later he was like hanging out at her apartment, and she went and took a shit and came out of the bathroom, and he's like, "Did you flush?" She's like, "Yeah." He's like, "Well, damn, I wanted to see it." And she still didn't run. And apparently he's like wanting to pick out her clothes and stuff for work. And she's like, "He like wants to dress me up like a doll." I'm like, "Oh my God."
He sounds like a winner.
Yeah, this guy sounds like a serial killer, as my wife put it.
Yeah, I think your wife's right.
Yeah, so...
But he'll stay with her until, you know, she dies, though, so.
I mean, it's not that I
leave her.
Like, one time my wife had this, like, shit where it was, like, this huge, long turd. And that's the kind of thing you share with each other, but not just a regular shit, you know?
Are you sure this isn't walkie?
You know, you don't want to pull that out just for, you know, a regular poo, you know. You want to save that until you have something really awesome come out.
Like when it's a funny color.
Exactly. Funny like, color, funny shape of an obscene length, you know.
If you can get like a play of factory filter over your anus so you can like shit up spaghetti.
Yeah. That would be hilarious.
Well, you just give JD a new home project.
Look what I can do.
No, I think this is a Gigabeetle to try it project. Yeah,
if we can... Can you poop spaghetti? Oh,
try it and share.
Oh, God. Take a picture.
Take a picture of Rider One looking shocked.
Yeah.
Just say him on the edge of the toilet.
Oh, man.
Rider 2 will be showing it to Rider 1.
Yes.
Oh, God. That stuff writes itself. So that's crazy.
He's done more to endear the two characters to me than anything any TV show ever has.
Oh, yeah. For sure. So every week I go to the shop and I hope that figure that I didn't even order comes in. Yay.
Well, it is indeed, it's on Vulcan episode 17 where things get really f***ed up and creepy.
Sweet.
No, I think things are already f***ed up and creepy. Oh, wait, you mean in Son Vulcan? Never mind.
Hmm. Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And when did I tell you? A long time ago.
Have you ever been to the South, Jakey?
Live in Oklahoma.
Well...
That was on a Family Guy, so I know you guys want to hate that. So you laughed at it, though. It was funny.
Well, we laughed because we thought you made it up.
Oh, okay.
Now we hate it.
If we joke from somewhere, then we have to laughing.
Well, Family Guy is occasionally funny.
You just
throw stuff everywhere. Sometimes you're going to hit the target for.
If you throw shit, if you throw shit at a dartboard, some of it'll land in the bullseye.
Eventually, you'll throw a 3-foot-long turd and they'll stick to the dartboard.
If you throw enough shit, eventually some of it will go through the Play-Doh Fun Factory filter.
Right.
I get into a hot dog.
I was playing World of Warcraft, and there is one of these monkey mobs that has an ability called Filth Fling.
God.
Wow.
Now you just need to throw the monkeys at the wall.
If you took a million monkeys and threw them at a wall...
Eventually
you would bludgeon them into a blood spatter that would resemble Shakespeare.
Yeah.
That's how that goes, right?
Yeah. Because nobody knows what a typewriter is anymore.
No.
Unfortunately, I do.
Yes, I'm sure you do.
Anyone who works double knows what a typewriter is.
Is that what you have to write the toe tags on?
No, but we have to use them occasionally for death certificates because they're complicated. The computers don't really like all the little boxes on them. So some stuff has to be done by hand.
Wow.
It sucks.
So, Mickey, if you had to do all over again, would you still go into this field?
Yeah, probably. Can't do anything else.
Well, I mean, you went to school to do this. You could conceivably have gone to school to do something else.
Yeah, but I probably wouldn't be able to do that.
Wow. Self-confidence.
Yeah. So when are you supposed to get your double driver?
I paid for what's the shittiest shipping?
EMS.
No, yeah,
not EMS.
That.
Sal.
So,
Sal. So I would like tape it to a donkey and then
pretty much
ride it over.
Yeah. You tape it to a donkey and then you throw it over the side of a boat.
No, I was thinking you go the other way. Like, you go over land, you know, you, like, put it on a boat and get it over to, like, Russia.
If you get it over to Russia, you're still on the wrong continent.
Right, but then I'm saying you take the donkey over land till you get to
the other ocean?
Right, and then you put it on a ferry or a boat and you bring it over. Like, that would
be the worst donkey swim.
The worst possible way. Would be the way. Go the wrong way around the earth is what.
No, see, I still just see it as, you know, you put your cargo on a donkey, you put the donkey on a boat, and then you throw it over the side, and it just has to kind of swim more.
What's sad is my.
Imagining a donkey standing in a rowboat in the middle of the ocean with a package taped to its back.
You know what's sad? That method of delivery is still. Still better than U.S. Postal Service.
What?
Well, it took SICOs about 3 weeks to get to me. So I'm expecting about the same for the double driver.
Yeah, so that's about right.
How are you liking Sickos?
I like him a lot. He's got easily the best posability of any of the SI figures I've got. Mm-hmm. Especially with the hips, because that's sort of a problem with the SIC line in general.
Yeah.
But, I just wish he came with more stuff.
Like a
retarded amount of accessories. And he feels a little light in that regards. So much like O's the show, he's like 60% as awesome as he should be.
How many metal calibers does he have?
Only one, but you know, I assume there will be one coming with every single variation of him. But the beast parts are really fun, though.
Are they?
They are, actually. I mean, he poses very, very easily with them.
Even the grasshopper legs?
Yeah. Yeah, his balance is surprisingly good on them.
Hmm. That's shocking.
Yeah. And the great thing with the grasshopper legs means you can put them in the back of a display and still have them stand out.
Yeah. So you're going to get Tajidoru?
I don't know. I'm not really a big fan of Tajidoru, actually.
Too red?
Basically, yeah. Sagozo I probably will get if he comes out. Because I like black and white color schemes.
There was a sketch of him a while back, but we haven't seen anything else beyond Tajidoru yet.
Or just imagine SIC Shouta.
Ew. Like Legion Tongue Whips.
Yeah. Now those are some dildos.
There's so a quote.
I infected everyone in the world, but it wasn't lethal.
Well, you did it wrong.
Yeah, you're supposed to make it lethal once you get everyone infected.
Yeah, I noticed that. I ran out of points.
Oops.
Oh, well. XP didn't work.
Well, good to know what JD's been doing.
I call the disease XV.
It is dicks.
It's an infection of the dicks, yes.
So that means it just lingers, but never quite puts you out of your misery.
Right, that's pretty much what happened. Let's try it again.
Oh, make a paladin disease. It can cough.
We'll require the victim to be in completely still before it infects them, though.
Soundless coughing.
All right, paladin. There we go.
Or you can do a Fort Max disease, and it will just, you know, preclude every other disease.
That's the one.
Its symptoms are more noticeable.
Every symptom jumps out in front of the other ones.
All right.
And of course, the Mickey disease would look a lot like alcohol poisoning.
It scrambles your voice.
Yeah. So, do we have anything else for the show this week?
Absolutely not.
Oh, I think that's it.
Okay, then. I think that will do, yes.
Yay.
Too big.
We'll have two, maybe, Go Busters next week. Yay.
And probably no wizard.
And probably no wizard.
Probably at the rate they're going.
Maybe we can keep this pattern up for a while. Two of each show every other week.
I kind of like that pattern, actually.
Which is why we won't.
Well, just look forward to next week when we have two GoBusters and Ken has to talk about both of them.
Eh.
You say that now, but just wait.
Yeah.
I guess I can make everybody suffer and just have Fort Max do it.
Oh, God, no. Please, I'll do it.
Yeah, I still got it. All right, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Follow us on Twitter at Superhero_Time for weekly power playback and updates about the show. Visit tfradio.net or find us on iTunes for previous episodes and to subscribe to the show. Superhero Time is a TF Radio Network production. Copyright 2012.
Wasn't Ben Kingsley the guy in Dungeon Siege, the movie?
Yes, he was.
Wasn't he also
so we're getting
in
some Uwe Boll up in Iron Man. Awesome.
He was in Blood Rain, too, wasn't he?
I think so.
Yeah, he's not as expensive as he would seem to be.
No.
He won an Oscar.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago.
I'm just having trouble...
Now he just needs a paycheck.
I'm just having trouble wrapping my head around him as the Mandarin.
Yeah. I guess we'll have to see, but...
But the emphasis on the man. You know, that's the important bit.
Well, no, I'm just wondering if, like, instead of, you know, playing up the angle of Chinese warlord, they're going to play up more the orange part of it.
What?
He's citrus themed.
Yeah.
He's from Data Squad?
No, he's from something good.
Well, we're not sure of that yet.
Well, it's still going to be better than Data Squad.
But again, we're not sure of that yet.
Sensor Mom was kind of awesome, though, for a dub sensor thing.
Well, yes, but even so.
What was it supposed to be?
Bomber Nanimon. He threw bombs all over the place, so that was taboo in Disney's eyes.
And so
it's still
they...
called Bomber Nanimon in Digimon World Dusk and Dawn, though.
Yeah, I know. Which is kind of...
Like, well, video games aren't TV shows.
Yeah, not like they care about continuity.
That's a very good point. They are not.
But yes, they turned him instead of throwing bombs. He is a giant orange who threw oranges.
It exploded in juicy goodness.
For
4 minutes he was on screen, he just made puns left, right, sideways, every time he opened his mouth.
Yes.
Well, isn't that like all Digimon dialogue, though?
While he was throwing his juicy goodness on everyone.
Well, actually, Data Squad's a lot better about that than some series. That was like Nimoy just getting it all out in one shot.
The funny thing about Digimon is, like, the jokes are so lame, but for some reason in Digimon they're reassuring. Like, I don't mind them. I mean, I don't really laugh at them, but I'm kind of pleased by the fact that they're there.
Yeah, but the further the dubbing goes along, they kind of lessen them more and more with each season. But of course, Nessa Bond's back in control of it, so.
Exactly.
Maybe we'll get some more season one or Tamer's goodness.
Well, except the problem is that it's just going to be in Cross Wars, so.
Well, they can fix it with edits and dubs.
No.
Well, it's not like it can be worse than Frontier.
Yeah,
it can. Then it's Data Squad.
Hey. Well, Tamer's.
スーパーヒーロータイム次回もよろしく。
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.